Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. They're searching for anybody still alive after a ferry dock collapsed today at Sapelo Island, Georgia. At least seven people dead, several others in hospitals in critical condition.
20 people or more that had went into the water because of the collapse of this gangway.
Captain Chris Hodge of the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. Presidential campaign rallies tonight. Vice President Kamala Harris in Atlanta had help from an Atlanta hometown fave, the pop and R&B star Usher. Tonight in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump described Harris using a barnyard curse word a few times.
We can't stand you, you're a vice president. The worst.
The Trump rally started with him telling a story of over 10 minutes about how other pro golfers were impressed with golf legend Arnold Palmer's manliness whenever they saw him in a shower. Hundreds of frozen waffles sold nationwide being recalled because of possible listeria contamination. This is ABC News. Federal investigators looking into a near miss over Austin, Texas, Wednesday. A single-engine Cessna entered the flight path of an American Airlines passenger jet about to land at the airport, two planes coming within just 400 feet of each other. New details about what may have led to the death of Liam Payne. Argentinian police saying the 31-year-old former One Direction band member fell from his hotel balcony in Buenos Aires this week. ABC's Melissa Adan.
A hotel employee is suspected of giving Payne drugs the day he died. Now, all this according to an ABC News source with the Argentinian state police. Now, this hotel employee has not been arrested and no charges have been filed against them at this time, according to our ABC News source.
At the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions tonight in Cleveland, Zendaya inducted Cher, noting that the legendary singer, 78, is the only woman to have a number one hit on a Billboard chart in each of the past seven decades. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
We are local music.
Calling, we're busting this loose, but matter. You can't go to bed. Over the radiation, there hovers a room. Space is a catalyst that a change is gonna come soon. There must be a noon.
stop from the time.
Just double dip the People Brothers Band. Why do you ask? Well, MaxSync Radio and the After Hours listeners, I just heard the Ice Dance lineup has been announced. It's going to be happening this January 30th through the 1st. And yes, the People Brothers Band will be there. So we'll celebrate a bunch of acts tonight during MaxSync Radio After Hours show. And I'll be sure to point them out as we step through all the local music goodness that you're going to hear right here on MaxSync Radio. You can also follow along at MaxSyncRadio.com for all the latest information out there on the local acts and the local bands all over the state of Wisconsin. But before we get into all of that New Year's action, we got to go back to Halloween because it's just around the corner. And Halloween is happening at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison, Saturday, October 26th, with live music from Honey Shot, music specials, costume contests with first place prize of $400. More information is out there at LazyElfLounge.com. So what's next in the After Hours? More Ice Dance, of course. Chicken Wire Empire now on MaxSync Radio. We are local music.
Town load in the low down rain, watching good time Charlie friends is driving me insane. And up on shady Charlotte Street, both green lights look red. Wish I was back home on the farm, loading in my feathered bed. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. A picker friend who read yesterday's news, folded up page 21 and I stuck it in my shoe. They gave me a nickel to the poor, my good deed for the day. Folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Myself some guitar strings, the old black diamond brand. Strung up this old Martin box and I'll go and join a band. Yes, I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while. Try and make me a little change as I get some folks to smile. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Thank you.
got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. These thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues.
The old dog sometimes gotta learn a brand new trick. If Rover don't roll over, he might end up on the short end of the stick.
The Mantown Mannish Boys tonight at Whiskey Row Saloon. I know you're on your way home from that show right now by now, but it's okay. You can catch them again at Lake Mill on November 9th. And when you're going from town to town supporting that Wisconsin local sound, make sure that you listen to your favorite Civic Media radio station on that Civic Media app. There's so many features, and one of them is sending an email or even a text. Earlier, Rocker forwarded one to me. It said, can we hear some cruising around tonight? Max Inc. Radio in the prime time was full, but we can take care of it here in the after hours. We are local music.
Take me home. Well, I've been train keeps going, it's gonna take me home.
Requested things, yep, we can handle it in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Next up is Old Soul Society, and then a quick break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lights. In my life, I've watched the world burn. I've seen you turn your eyes. In my eyes. I hold an old man's tear, I've seen the babies cry. But now I realize that they will make it soon. I pray it every night. But you hold me, release me. You just tell me everything's just fine. Just shove me and deceive me. Sit and shake all through the night. You love me, believe me. You just tell me everything's just fine. Just you hold me, release me. Oh God, I've gotta make it through this night. Thank you.
knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group, and yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. said I can't be late. And the fine timing is the best time. It can sing again.
Back from break with another band that you can hear at Ice Dance in Appleton on January 30th through February 1st. Local sounds this half hour are brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Local music is what we do, and we do it with Dogs of War. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. We are local music. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for me. See you at Ice Dance in Appleton this January. Keep the local music right there in your pocket by subscribing to the podcast or hear it anytime at maxincradio.com. See you next week, everybody. local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.